night at 8 o'clock. I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what?
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture we'll see? You'd just like to see something right now. In the movies.
Amen to that. Yeah.
Mary Cox with a Cinema Chatter Time. And how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Doug?
Oh, doing just fine. Looking for something to entertain myself with this weekend. What kind of options do you think we're looking at here?
Well, one of my favorites is Outlander.
Okay.
Now, we're nearing the end of season 5 on Starz, but you can catch earlier seasons on Netflix. Or if you're a reader, the series Outlander by Diane Gabaldon is outstanding. It's but several years ago, a friend of mine recommended the book series, and I fell in love. The books are well-written, and the history is pristine. I read the books after season 3 was completed on television, and season 4 had just begun, and I binge-watched season 3 and have watched ever since. I just can hardly wait for the next week to come on now. And it's really, really good. And it's not a chick type of movie or a series. It's, I think men will like it equally well. And it's, the story begins in 1945 when Claire Randall, a married combat nurse, and her husband reunite for a second honeymoon in Scotland, where she is mysteriously swept back in time 200 years. I know it sounds like fantasy, and there's a little fantasy to it.
Does she step in a portal?
She is forced to,
How does that happen?
Yeah, there's a portal in Scotland, these stones, and if you touch it in your certain lineage, you go back 200 years.
Sounds like something I saw in Ancient Aliens once.
Kinda, yeah.
Well,
anyway. She's forced to marry a Jamie Fraser, a Scottish warrior.
Okay.
And it begins a torrid romantic relationship between the two of them. And I got to tell you, it's torrid, it's sexual, there's a lot of sex in this.
Sounds like my type of movie.
It's very well done. It you know, in some movies it's just there because you're a voyeur. Well, in this one it really, the sex is appropriate. And it stars Catriona Balfe as Claire Randall and Sam Heughan as the heartthrob Jamie Fraser, and he's gorgeous. It's just jam-packed with stories and extra lines, but Claire and Jamie are they're the thread that holds the whole series together. And it's a good series. And there's, for the men, there's all sorts of battles. The Battle of Culloden in, I think it was 1746 in Scotland. They reenact that. And they also reenact Alamance in North Carolina in 1771. So you've got some battles. You've got action. You've got thrills. You've got sex. I mean, what more could you ask? And there's a lot of drama.
Any car chases?
Pardon?
Any chases? Any wagon chases? Or obviously not a car chase if you're back in time 200 years. But
no,
that'd be
no
the
car
only
chases.
Other thing I could
Sorry.
Think of.
But no, there's action, but it's more in the line of, like, you know, you come upon Indians and there's some issues there and issues with the wars, and I mean it. You will not be bored, I promise you that. And the cinematography is breathtaking. It was all filmed in Scotland, even though it takes place in Scotland, France, and North Carolina. But it was all filmed in Scotland, and it's just beautiful. And the music is Scottish, which is obviously very appropriate.
All right, so Outlander is the name of the series. It is a series, correct?
It is a series.
Okay. And we can find it where?
You can find it on Netflix. The earlier one's on Netflix, and the current is on Stars.
All right. Give me a rating on this.
5 stars. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. 5 stars. I'd even give it 7 stars out of 5.
My goodness, it's won you over, hasn't it?
Oh, it has won me over. I can't wait for Sunday nights when it comes on.
All right. Let's look ahead to next week. What do we have planned? Or do we have anything planned?
We don't have anything planned. I've got to go in and see what they're showing.
Yeah, that's kind of the rule of thumb for these days. We just don't make plans anymore.
No. You know, and if you do, they're going to be dashed upon the rocks.
Yes.
You know?
Well, Mary, thank you for your time. Cinema Chatter, another successful run today.
All right. See you next week.